And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Chris Knoll, who's the Director of Public Works for the City of Palmer, Alaska. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty well. I was impressed this morning, early morning. I come over to the studio around 6:30, and it gives me a chance to walk about. So I noticed the big machine with the big blade moving snow around, trying to pile up enough. It was strange because the snow came down and there was a few inches, mm-hmm. But it still required some removal. It's not the kind of thing where you have to have 12 inches. I know in the past we've talked about it. When do the pieces of equipment go out? What triggers that?
So right now our call out's right at about 2 inches. So if it's happening overnight, the dispatch over there by the public safety building, they'll go out and kind of take a quick measurement out there, kind of near their flagpole or wherever they do it, right around their building. And if they've got 2 inches, they'll give us a call and we will move from there. So yesterday was, we were kind of watching it as it was coming down all day.
Right. That was strange.
And, Greg and I sat down and in the afternoon and decided, yeah, we'll probably have them come in early this morning and get whatever comes down off the roads.
So for people who are listening, I know I went to the website and mm-hmm. I clicked on the link to the map.
Yes.
The colored map. And I looked down there and I said, oh, look at all these pretty colors. There's red, there's green, and there's blue, and there's yellow, and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, if listeners want to see about that, it's designed to show what gets cleaned first.
Yes. Yes. So we do have our priorities. You know, obviously priorities are for the main arteries, getting in and out of the city, getting people to work, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, we also have, the airport is a priority, too.
Oh, sure.
It's not the top priority, but it is up there. You know, it's number two, close number two there. Once we get the main arteries open, we will shift focus out there to the airport. And the airport actually takes a while. That's a lot of asphalt out there that has to get cleaned off between runways, taxiways, parts of the parking aprons.
Okay, so we're talking about getting out there and having equipment. Depending upon how much snow has come down, does only some of the equipment go out? And how much equipment is there?
Well, we've got a good bit of equipment. We've got graders. Obviously, that's what you see on the road. Also, you'll also see snow blowers, the big on the hooked into the front end of our front end loaders.
Right.
So we kind of work a process. We get snow moved off the roadways, you know, and then we'll come through maybe a day or two later to pick up what we can with the blowers, and then you'll see them blowing those into trucks, and then we'll take that off to our snow dump areas.
Okay, and this year so far, are we a little behind last year? Just 1 year comparison, maybe? I don't
know. I'm trying to think back last year. It seems so long ago, but it wasn't really.
No.
I think we are a little bit behind on at least the amount of snow that we've had so far.
Yeah. Well, I had the pleasure, last night about 5 o'clock, driving against the traffic flow. So people were mm-hmm. in this long line coming mm-hmm. out of Anchorage and went into Anchorage. Roads were really pretty nice, and then came back later. So travel both ways was okay. But in so doing, I traveled obviously on the Glen Highway, mm-hmm. and the Glen Highway goes right through Palmer. And we have Arctic as I looked at the map, I saw it was not a road. The Glen and right. Arctic are not roads that the city of Palmer does. So
that is correct.
So you guys get there and you clean up everything and you look and say, well, they're late again. Or is it pretty much time so that everybody is going to be doing these connectors at about the same time?
You know, that honestly, I haven't really looked into timing as far as the borough when they do stuff and what kind of their priorities are and what the state is. Because we do have stuff that comes through the city that's state maintained or borough maintained. Sure. And then, of course, we have our streets as well. So
I'm thinking that the Glen Highway is a big priority. Yeah, my sense is that gets cleaned pretty well, and it's done. And then, so I'm thinking, okay, if I'm in Palmer, if I live in Palmer, I know that Alaska Street is generally pretty good. And I'm guessing also Evergreen.
Yes. Okay. Those are main arteries for us. Those are number one.
So if you get to those, you're going to be able to get to the highway and get out in the world and things will be okay. All right. Yeah. And the sidewalks, I'd like to check and be reminded of what we're doing about sidewalks in terms of what the city does and what businesses and homeowners are encouraged to do.
So sidewalks we get to when we can. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to get streets first.
Right.
That's as far as snow removal, streets is the main priority. And then as we can, we will get to sidewalks. In that meantime, we do ask, you know, for homeowners and business owners, if they can get out and kind of clear off that area in front of their if it's a sidewalk at their home or a sidewalk in front of their business, if they can get those cleaned off, that is much appreciated.
Okay. And downtown in particular, because we get the most people, et cetera. And that has been done pretty well. As I remember last year, we didn't seem to be bermed as much.
Right. So last year was very good.
Yeah. And we got that snow because I have remembered years past where it was 3 or 4 feet high, and it seemed to take a long time. Granted that when people put their cars on, it's hard to clean it up.
So, yeah, actually parking is one of our biggest issues with snow removal. You know, those big graders are, one, they're a challenge to drive, and our guys do a really good job. Mm-hmm. But when we do have cars parked in the street, or once we get up into the neighborhoods, if you're parked on the street, some of those neighborhood streets are pretty narrow. And when you put cars on the street, it makes it even that much more narrow. Or if you're parked in the cul-de-sac, it's pretty challenging to get one of those big graders turned around in there. Right. And sometimes if the guys, this is kind of my operator's decision. If he feels that he can't get in there and safely turn that vehicle around, he won't grade that road.
Okay. And so we have winter rules in effect, pretty much, that say that you should not park on the streets.
If snow's in the forecast.
Snow's in the forecast. Yep. And do vehicles get towed away, or what happens? Or is it just, guys, talk to your neighbors, because we're not going to remove the snow easily if you...
If it came down to it and we had to tow, we would.
Okay.
But we would prefer neighbors kind of take care of that. You know, that's one of those that, you know.
Talk to your neighbors.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I understand that. I understand how that works. And let's finish up with the other thing about courtesy in terms of, I know in my case, I have fortunately a very short, about 2.5 car length driveway, which I love. And I move the snow with a little push thing. I can pretty much do, you know, almost anything off to the side of the driveway. So I'm not faced with anything except occasional while I'm anticipating the crews to come by on the street. There may be still a little bit of snow out there and I move it a little bit to the side, but I don't have to feel drawn to push it out into the street in any way. And I understand that's not a good thing to do.
Right. Yeah. That is not the preferred method to push that out into the street. That just means that's more that we have to, you know, grade, pick up, store, you get it to the snow dumps and all that. What we actually ask people do, we did send out in everyone's utility bill last month, kind of our winter flyer. I think we sent it out last year also, and then again this year, and we'll continue to do that. But I know one issue is as the graders come through, people will get a little bit of a berm across their driveway. And then, you know, we try to do the best we can to prevent that. We do have snow gates on our graders, but those snow gates can only block so much snow before it actually ends up going over that snow gate as well. But one thing that we do to ask people to do to help prevent that is, you know, as you're scraping your driveway off, don't put snow at the leading edge of your driveway for the grader. Put it at the trail edge. Trailing.
Gotcha.
So that way he doesn't hit a big berm of snow.
So the next guy's yard. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Okay. I'll talk to my neighbor about that. Apologize in advance. But are there any other hints in terms of things that we can do to make the lives of snowplow operators easier? Or we covered most of that?
You know, I think the biggest one is just the parking on the streets.
Okay.
And obviously, we didn't jump out there early this morning. So we knew we would be going into the time where people are already getting to work and all that. And we understand that. But it's the overnight parking that honestly, that's the one that gets us.
Okay. Just a reminder then, if you're listening, find a place to put your vehicle not on the street when you got snowed down overnight. Simple.
Yes.
Okay. I understand that each year now we'll get a little notice that says, and I'm not sure, is this a number two pencil or what? A little bit of water, a pencil lead drip of water that will help keep pipes from freezing.
Yes.
Should I be doing that now or what?
So we were actually printing out all of our door tags yesterday. So those door tags will be going out here in the next probably week or so.
Okay.
And that's, basically if you can just keep a little bit of water running in one of your faucets, that will help keep your whole house from potentially freezing up.
Okay. And this year, because we don't have snow cover.
Right.
And we are approaching the time when I notice single-digit overnight temperatures. Mm-hmm. This is when it can become more
of an issue. Absolutely.
Okay. So congratulations are in order. I noticed this morning that once again, there was light. And the poles, the light poles that I walked by, were not sitting there dark, cold, dead, but were actually shining down upon the ground. And I'm talking about, obviously, from fireweed on over to the library and through that area. Talk a little bit about why we have enjoyed the darkness and then light coming back.
So we've had some street light issues this fall, mostly in our main boxes. We've had a couple contacts go out that have put out a whole string of lights. For example, you just said Elmwood, Fireweed, that area over there. We've just got that one fixed. That was actually a full line connection that needed to be fixed there. You probably also noticed on South Colony here, for a little while though, the flashing red light that the four-way was out. We actually had a contact that actually caught on fire in the junction box.
Oh, okay.
As one of the guys was standing there looking at it to see what was going on, it actually sparked up and caught on fire. So we're waiting on a part on that one, but we've got it set so it's just always on. So, yes, South Colony will be on until we get that contact in and we can get it turned off. So basically he's wired it so it bypasses what it would normally use to turn on when the light sensor says it's dark and turn off when the light sensor says it's light.
So rumor has it that age has caught up with some parts of the system.
I would not argue that. Yes. Yeah. We are seeing some of these junction boxes and control load centers are aging. And, we are seeing that some of the contacts and parts of that load center they're old.
Okay.
So that will be one of our things that we're going to be looking at over the winter and seeing what we need to do to possibly get those up to date.
Okay. Okay. Because the lights, when they're not there, it's like, whoa, what happened?
You notice.
This is dark. And exactly. I know this morning when I looked out, I said, whoa, it's on. And everything changed. Yep. It was a totally different world. And for people who are walking or even drivers, I think it's a huge mm-hmm. difference. Mm-hmm.
So one of the other things that we have noticed is we're having a lot of trouble with the lines that have been direct buried. So they're not in conduit. Anything nicks them, we're seeing lines that as we go into repair, you know, they've just got little nicks on them you name it, goes by heavy equipment, anything like that, where you get the ground shaken and it may rub up against a rock or whatever it is that nicks the line. You get water in there, you got arc, and you got a blown line.
Oh my. So
we're seeing that in several different areas. So as we go through and we're looking at replacing some of those, we will be looking at putting that stuff into conduit. So we've got a extra layer of protection there.
So I'm thinking about the light, the quality of the light is mm-hmm. much improved. These are LEDs that I've been walking under. And is the plan to continue to expand LEDs throughout
yes.
the city?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, much more energy efficient, and we're already seeing a savings in the electric bill.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds very good. Yeah. We skipped over sand. I know that from time to time, particularly when it's cold and there isn't snow, but there's some maybe warming and freezing mm-hmm. and you get the, some form of ice or compressed snow, you sand intersections.
Yes. Yep. We will, if we've had a little bit of snow, but it wasn't really enough to plow and do that, we will send out the sand truck and hit some of the major intersections, and if it looks like it needs it, we'll do most all of the roads if we have the time to.
Okay, so now I know that for example, we had a beautiful day of very heavy, unexpected winds, gusts up to 50, 60 miles per hour. That was amazing because nothing that I saw in the projection said that was going to happen that day earlier this week. So I'm thinking ahead. I'm imagining we get a windy day like that, but we also get a drop of snow. Mm-hmm. And in the past, I have noted that there have been some very heavy drifts. I know where they tend to occur. Mm-hmm. They come sweeping out and all the snow is piled up. You have I know you have people that go out and look at things, and obviously they're plowing places. But I also noticed on the website that if someone notices something that because it doesn't take long, an hour of heavy wind and you've got a
pretty decent
across
berm there.
Yep. Yeah. So you're inviting people to call in, even though perhaps it's been called in already, but particularly those people get up earlier or notice during an ongoing windstorm that things are changing.
Yes, sure. We are always happy to take phone calls. And if for some reason your call isn't answered, please leave a message.
Okay.
We will take a look at whatever it is, and if it's something that we need to get removed quickly, we will try to get an asset over there to do it.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
So another thing I've noticed is that we have lights up now in a variety of places. There are all kinds of lights over by the Palmer Depot, and there are some other Christmas type of decorations here and there
yes.
that are singing. I've had a couple of people say, what's going on? Because it sounds as if the wind passing through some of the new fixtures and lights has created a kind of a music. So you just have to be there at the right time with the right wind, and you hear that. But I know the city does put up decorations of one sort or another. Yes. Are you pretty much done with that? Where are you in the process of doing that?
I think we still have some more stuff to go out there.
Okay, yeah. So we can look forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
All the lights and the rest of that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in a few weeks after Thanksgiving, we have Colony Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing happens. So when we have a parade situation or a big event situation like that, what does your department do that's different? Are you involved at all in setting things up?
Yes. So we will actually go out and kind of cone off the area, make sure that, you know, traffic is not able to get into the parade route. So we'll go out, you know, well ahead of time and make sure that the parade route's coned off. Nobody can get in there and kind of park in that area. And we might have an area that's designated for parking for any handicapped people that really can't get over to the parade route itself. So that's what we do. We We cone off the area before and then police it all up after.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking when you say that, one event that has happened sponsored by Stanover Country Cuts is fireworks, this odd fireworks event that happens the Saturday after Thanksgiving coming up. In about 10 days, 8 days. And it's kind of an interesting thing. So what are we saying? What role does, fireworks are done in the parking lot there, the library.
Yes.
Been pretty successful. You guys have a role too. We also
very minor role in that event. One. Actually, okay. We all help with coning off the area. We don't want any vehicles going, right there by the library. So we'll block that area off.
Okay.
But other than that, that's really it for public works.
Yeah, you're busy enough with other things. Okay. Well, Chris, I've appreciated your coming in today and sharing. I think the information is going to be helpful to people. Any last comments you'd like to make before we finish?
No, just, we appreciate all the help that we get from the citizens of Palmer. Mm-hmm. We're the public works crew works hard to keep our roads clean and clear of ice and snow. And, hopefully we're meeting everyone's expectations. If there is any birming with the wind and all that, please, give us a call. And like I said, we may not answer the phone, but please leave us a message and we will try to get to it. Other than that, no, I just hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Same to you.
Thank you.
Take care now.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.